This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Government and loan sharking victims reach 9-point agreement. Government to table proposal at next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as economic crime. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges government support to promote export of domestically manufactured footwear. And U.S. launches 7th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. Now the news in detail. The government and representatives of loan sharking victims reached a 9-point agreement yesterday. Following the agreement, the anti-loan shark protest, which had continued for the past 9 days, has been suspended. The justice march on foot, which began on July 9 from Tritiyagachi in Janakpur, reached Nizgarh in Bara a day before yesterday. Then Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and representatives of the victims agreed to form a negotiation team in Kathmandu. In line with that understanding, the victims' negotiation team arrived in Kathmandu the same day and talks with the government team led by Pushkar Sapkota, secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, resulted in the 9-point agreement. The agreement was signed by Secretary Pushkar Sapkota on behalf of the government and Avadesh Kuswaha on behalf of the victims. Under the agreement, the government will table a proposal at the next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as an economic crime and declare the complete eradication of the practice. The agreement also states that the Ministry of Home Affairs will prepare a draft of a special bill within 3 months to enact a Loan Sharking Control Act. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has pledged that the government will provide the necessary support to promote the export of domestically manufactured footwear. During his meeting with office bearers and members of Footwear Manufacturers Association of Nepal at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday, the Prime Minister assured the delegation of the government's commitment to facilitating efforts to replace footwear imports with domestic products and create job opportunities. He said that skill generating and enhancement training on footwear production will be implemented in coordination with the government. Similarly, Prime Minister Shah said the tracking on limitations on the imports of raw materials as per the capacity of industries and archive management will be made further effective. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the public to remain alert as heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely in various parts of the country today. According to meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari, monsoon winds are currently active across Nepal. The monsoon trough lies slightly north of its normal position in the western region near the Tarai and around its normal position in the eastern region, increasing the likelihood of significant rainfall over the next 3 days. The department has forecast heavy rainfall at a few places and very heavy rainfall at one or two locations in the hilly and Tarai areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces today. The department warned that the expected rainfall could trigger debris flows, floods, landslides and soil erosion. Residents in vulnerable areas have been advised to take necessary precautions as the weather may also disrupt daily life, agriculture, public health, tourism, mountaineering and road and air transportation. The public has been urged to regularly follow the department's latest weather updates. Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, has called for mainstreaming the right to development across financing debt relief and development cooperation. Addressing the event titled Right to Development at 40, Catalyzing Global Partnerships for Inclusive and Sustainable Development at the UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Thapa stressed that sustainable development is not merely a policy objective but a fundamental human right. He noted that with only 18% of the Sustainable Development Goal SDG targets currently on track and just 4 years remaining to achieve the 2030 agenda, the international community must translate its global commitments into concrete action. Nepal recorded 3,296 incidents of natural disasters in the last 3 months of the last fiscal year, in which 160 people lost their lives. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 2 persons went missing and 945 people sustained injuries in such incidents that took place from April 14 to July 16. Similarly, 4,375 families were affected during the period. The special court has ordered the release of former Deputy Prime Minister and UML Vice Chair Bishnu Bodal on general date in a money laundering case. A division bench of the court ruled that the available evidence did not establish Bodal's involvement in the alleged financial transactions or capital gains linked to co-defendant Deepak Bhatta. The court also found no evidence that Bodal facilitated the purchase of shares in Shriram Tobacco Industry. Based on the findings, the court ordered his release while the case proceedings continue. A government-formed committee has submitted its report on the procurement of satellite bandwidth for Nepal Television to Minister for Information and Communication, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, uncovering serious irregularities and financial losses. The committee found that procurement and contract processes violated the Public Procurement Act and regulations, resulting in an estimated loss of around Rs 206.17 million. According to the report, competitive bidding was not followed, contracts were extended without proper procedures, payments were made before service began, and higher than approved bills were cleared. The committee was formed by Ministry of Communications on 5 June following audit findings and public complaints over the procurement process. The government has launched a 3-month-long awareness campaign against dengue yesterday. The campaign, begun by the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, includes a weekly Clean Friday event aimed at identifying and eliminating mosquito breeding sites near public institutions, schools, and community organizations. As part of the drive, local communities will involve in a search and destroy campaign in collaboration with various stakeholders, including ward officers and civil society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The central zoo at Jawlakhel of Lalitpur has been reopened after the environmental samples of bird tested negative for bird flu virus. According to the zoo administration, a meeting held among senior officials of the Department of Livestock Services, Central Veterinary Laboratory and Epidemiology and Disease Control Division on Thursday decided to reopen the zoo to the general public. The zoo was closed from June 19th after bird flu was confirmed on crows, vultures, ducks and other birds in the zoo premises. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has carried out a 7th consecutive night of military strikes on Iran, with the U.S. Central Command saying the attacks are aimed at degrading Iran's military capabilities following the collapse of a temporary ceasefire. According to the BBC, Iranian media reported explosions in Yazd Qasim Island and Bandar Abbas. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claimed 2 oil tankers exploded in the Strait of Hormuz after passing through a mine shipping route, but the U.S. military rejected the claim, calling it false. The continuing exchange of attacks has severely disrupted shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz, a key global energy route. Iran says it has targeted U.S. military facilities in several Gulf countries, while the United States denies Iranian claims that it struck civilian infrastructure, maintaining that its operations have been limited to military targets. The latest developments come 1 week after peace talks between Washington and Tehran broke down. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. There is possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places over the Himalayan region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places over the Himalayan region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Likewise, moderate rain with thunder showers are likely at many places over the hilly and Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at a few places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places over Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government and loan sharking victims reach 9-point agreement. Government to table proposal at next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as economic crime. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges government support to promote export of domestically manufactured footwear. And U.S. launches 7th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.